Shalom. Welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 72, Ayin Bet. With Psalm 72, we conclude the second book of Tehillim. A review is in order. The second book introduced new concepts to the Psalter, new styles, and new authors. The sons of Korach penned 11 psalms, focusing on a variety of motifs, ranging from psalms about the land of Israel, death, and the eternal values one must learn during life, the philosophical notions of incarnating God. We also learned more Davidic psalms, which explore teshuva, the historical context with which he called out to God, escaping from his enemies. The poetry is more flowery, which introduces refrains and repeated verses. We also note the prominence of the poetic tool of contrast with the word va'ani. We also read of references to the temple, sacrifices, and fulfilling vows. Finally, there's a mystical motif that is introduced in at least one psalm, which rounds out the second book, Psalm 72. Two psalms have the title with the name Solomon, Shlomo, either written by the king himself or someone writing in his name, praying for the welfare of the king. This final psalm of the second book of Tehillim begins with the righteousness of the king, L'Shlomo, Elohim mishpatecha la'melech ten, v'tzidkatcha leven melech. A psalm of Solomon, or for Solomon, Elohim, your Lord, your laws to the king give, and your righteousness to the king's son. Yadin amcha b'tzedek v'niyecha b'mishpat, yisu harim shalom la'am u'gva'ot b'tztaka, yishpot aniyei am yoshir levnei evyon v'dakei oshek. That he may judge your people with righteousness and your poor with judgment, let the mountains bring peace to the people and the hills by righteousness. May he judge the poor, the people, may he save the children of the needy, and may he break in pieces the oppressor. Yira'ucha im shemesh, ולפני ירח דור דורים, ירד כמטר על גז, קריבים זרזיף ארץ, יפרח בימיו צדיק, ורוב שלום עד בלי ירח. May he judge the poor people, save the children of the needy. May they fear you as long as the sun and moon endure. May he come down like the rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. Let the righteous flourish in his days, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon is no more. The structure of the first verse is interesting, starting with the word Elohim. It then goes in reverse orders. Your laws to the king give. Mishpatecha lamelech ten. We would normally expect it to be ten mishpatecha lamelech. That's a normal structure, but here it flips it. Verse 2 extends the sentiment to God's nation and the most vulnerable. The relationship between the king, the nation, and the poor amongst the nation seems to be a sliding scale of need for God to sustain, with the king needing the least and the poor the most. Verse 5 is quoted in the Talmud as a halachic source for mourning prayer. There's an ideal of praying right when the sun rises called Vatikin. This is learned from the words, Yira'ucha im shemesh, they will fear you with the morning sun. It's also a source for praying in the afternoon close to the setting of the sun, because it ends with the moon withering away. Pasuk chet, v'yerd miyam ad yam u'minahar ad afsei aretz, l'fanav yichru'u tziyim, v'oivav afar yilachechu. Malchei tarshish v'iyim mincha, Yeshivu Melchi Shva, Usva Ishkar, Yakrivu Vishtachavulo Komalachim Kogoim Yavduhu. May you have dominion also from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. Let those who dwell in the wilderness bow before him, and let his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and the islands bring presents, and the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. And may all kings fall down before him. May all nations serve him. Continuing the theme of kings, the psalmist wishes upon him dominion, respect, victory.
Here's what I found.
A mention of the kings of Shva reminds us of chapter 10 of the second book of Kings, where the queen of Sheba comes to Jerusalem to witness the wisdom and fortune of Solomon and ends up blessing him and blessing God who provides him with such wisdom. It says, Ashrei Anashecha, Ashrei Elohecha. Let them be filled with Ashrei. That is one of the high points in the biblical drama. Ki yatzil evyon mishavea va'ani ve'in ozer lo. For he shall save the needy when he calls the poor also, and him who has no helper. He will spare the poor and the needy, and will save the souls of the needy. The entire psalm is dedicated to the king. Mitoch umichamas yigael nafsham v'yekar damam be'inav v'yichi v'yitein lo mizahav shva v'yitpalo ba'ado tamid kol hayom yivarchenu. Yehi pisat bar v'aretz b'rosh harim yirash kilvanon p'riyo v'yatzitzu me'ir ke'esev v'aretz. Yehi shmo le'olam lifnei shemesh yinon shmo. He will redeem the their soul from deceit and violence. Long may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him. May there be an abundance of grain in the land, and may it wave on tops of the mountains. May his name endure forever. May his name be continued as long as sun. May men be blessed with him. May his nations be call him happy. Just as God saves poor and weak, so too his messenger, the king, will take care of those in need, redeeming them from oppression. The king should receive all the gold from Sheba, and they be rewarded with produce for his nation, a good name from his nation surrounding, and an eternal name as long as the sun survives. With these words and a final conclusion, the book seems to come to its close. Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael Oseh Niflaot Levado Uvaruch Shem Kvodo Leolam V'Malei Kvodo Et Kol Haaretz Amen V'Amen. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. The whole world be filled with his glory. Amen and Amen. And then it says, Kalu Tfilot David Ben Ishai. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ending right now. The last lines present David as concluding his book on the praises of the king, perhaps his son Solomon. The Malbim suggests that this was the last psalm penned by David before his demise. And even though other psalms have the Davidic title in subsequent songs, chronologically, this one was the last one before his death. Amos Chacham recalls that Psalms 1 and 2 were sister psalms, one focusing on the individual, the other on the king and the nation. He applies those ideas to the last psalm, in which he sees an inclusio from beginning of his book to his final words, Kalu Tfilot David Ben Yishai, thus concluding the prayers. Radak explains that his psalms, songs, admirations, hymns of gratitude, they'll continue in the subsequent chapters, but his tfilot end with Psalm 72. This, of course, is called into question when we encounter Psalm 86, which says Tfilah le David. Nevertheless, it is a considerable conclusion that with the words Kalu Tfilot David Ben Yishai, it sounds like David really finished his words right here. It is appropriate that the book concludes with two verses beginning with the word Baruch, to bless. Psalms, Tehillim, is a cross between the themes of praise and blessing, Tehillah and Bracha. And we will see those two themes constantly throughout the Psalter, and it will reach its climax in Psalm 145 in the Ashrei. We will explore all of this in the coming chapters.